Kaiser 103.3's Morning Brews, intoxicating you with knowledge, sirs and madams.
Big day yesterday, trying the new Iowa State Fair Foods Wicket.
We'll get to that in a second, but I gotta ask you.
Is this a serious question? Okay, ready.
Do you like macaroni and cheese?
I do. Who doesn't like macaroni and cheese, Wicket?
Do you like ice cream?
Oh my God, intern Colby just raised her hand and doesn't like macaroni and cheese.
Mm-mm. No.
What?
What? Wait.
Your hair is colored macaroni and cheese.
The entire show just got thrown off.
I know.
Let me pull up here.
What's happening here?
You don't like macaroni and cheese and you are a lifer from Iowa?
Yeah. I'm a disgrace, I know.
You are a disgrace. Thank you for acknowledging
Where is your hometown? What high school did you go to?
I went to Colfax Mingo High School.
Okay. Yeah. Have you been banned from ever returning with comments and thoughts? Or did they indoctrinate you down there?
No, I think I'm the only one. After this goes live, I will not be able to show my face.
Wow. And where do you live now?
Same place.
Okay.
Yeah.
What don't you like about it? Is it a texture issue?
Is it the taste that it's awesome and that it's so good and wonderful?
I just ate it too much when I was young. Yeah, I overdid it at my babysitter's.
I'm that way with cider beer. Can't do it anymore.
Because it was in a bottle? What?
It was like when I was like 19, we played this game, like King's Castle. We poured all these beers into the thing, and the last one was a cider beer that made me. I can't drink cider beer to this day.
All right.
I don't like cider beer. So, anyway, back to you, Heather.
Yes, of course I like macaroni and cheese. I'm not a monster.
Do you like ice cream?
I love ice cream.
Kraft is coming out with a mac and cheese flavored ice cream.
Had it in Cape Cod. Love it. Mac and cheese ice cream, excellent.
You've had this?
I am an adventurous eater. I love different ice creams. If you've ever seen these shows, like Chopped, they make the ice cream. Though I would do the restaurant tours to try the different ice creams.
Really?
So anything that sounds disgusting as an ice cream is usually the best ice cream you've ever had. Balsamic vinegar ice cream sounds disgusting. One of my favorite ice creams.
That doesn't sound bad. You know, the sweet and salty thing. I get that. Mm-hmm. That sounds pretty good.
Mac and cheese ice cream is sublime.
You can buy the ice cream as of right now. They'll ship it everywhere. You can buy it locally in New York, California, New Jersey, and Texas. They're giving out free scoops today at Union Square Park in New York City. So if you want to get a flight real quick, go to New York City.
There is nothing for me in New York City right now, Wicket.
You can get it shipped wherever you are. I will put this up on the Laser Facebook page. I will, for the people, put this up on the Laser Twitter page as well. There's a Kraft mac and cheese ice cream available today. That's in the news.
State Fair.
Yes.
It sounds better when I sing on top of it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does. You love it.
Sounds great when you do that. Right. 10 foods yesterday battling it out in the semifinals for the Iowa State Fair Food Feud. Mm. The Atomic Strawberry Shortcake, Bacon Mac Dog, Chicken and Egg Salad with Indian Fry Bread Chips, Cinnamon or Salted Pretzel Bites, Quebec Style Poutine, Granny's Apple Pie, Granny D's Apple Pie, Island Noodles with Teriyaki Chicken, something called a Peanut Butter Squealer.
That was good.
Peanut Butter and Fluff Cookie Dough.
Yep,
and
good.
The Tennessee Twinkies. And please do not Google Tennessee Twinkies while you are at work, all right? Don't do it.
Don't do
it. Especially if you're my mother-in-law. Do not Google Tennessee Twinkies. Carol, no, don't do it. I wouldn't even share the information with our intern. She's so innocent and sweet. There's no way I would put that up there.
It's something on Urban Dictionary that is so gross.
We can't even read it on the air.
No.
I don't have much of a filter. Heather's filter is much better than mine.
Just trust us.
No.
You do not need this in your head. You don't need the visual in your head. There's pain involved.
It's awful. Bad. Don't Google Tennessee Twinkies. The three finalists, as voted on by like 30 members of the media yesterday, we were there. A lot of the TV and radio stations in town were there. The peanut butter and fluff cookie dough, which you really liked.
I did, and I don't even... Sorry, this is going to be a polarizing statement.
Everybody hold up. Buckle up now.
I don't like peanut butter. But this I loved. Because for me, it's a texture thing. It's too... There's too much of that.
Okay.
So, but this with the, it was good. Very good.
And it comes on a stick, so it's great.
I love things on sticks.
Island noodles with teriyaki chicken was really heavy. Like, they gave you a lot. That's worth your dollar.
Bang for your buck.
And you really liked the chicken and egg salad with Indian fried bread chips.
I loved it.
It's like fried dough with chicken salad, chicken and egg salad on top. It was really good. Those are your three finalists that we voted on. So now you, when you go to the Iowa State Fair coming up starting August 12th, you get to pick the best new fair food of the year. From 63 to 10 to 3, and now you get to pick the winner.
Speaking of the fair, Wicket.
Yes.
Next with Heather and Wicket.
So Whitney Cummings is coming. She's coming.
Coming, all right.
And we had to know, what does Whitney love about the fair? So we'll be back.
With that.
With Whitney Cummings.
With Whitney Cummings?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, she won't be here at Hoyt Sherman Place until October. Okay. But we got her on the phone.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
In 29 days, you too will be able to experience the 10 foods that Wicket and I sampled yesterday.
63 new ones, down to 10 semifinalists, 3 finalists, and you get to pick which one is the best new fair food of the year. It is one of the highest honors possible in the state of Iowa.
Now, Whitney Cummings on the line. Because, Wicket, I'm curious to know what her favorite fair thing is.
Well, let's bring her in. Hey, Whitney.
It's Whitney.
Yay!
How's it going?
I didn't expect to get you directly. I was thinking that you'd have a handler.
Well, this is a Whitney Cummings impersonator.
Oh,
can you put Whitney on?
No, she's not available. And I'm actually way more emotionally intelligent and have more empathy than her at this point, so I should probably do the interview.
Yeah, we're going to want you to put Whitney on. We don't want anyone who's emotionally intelligent, and we want someone who's more detached than you.
It's a rock station. I really want to ask you if we're friends, but I'm going to ask if we can be friends.
We are friends.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That makes my day. I can't believe that I get to do a podcast. Like, I can't believe a woman gets to talk for 3 hours and people listen. I never thought that was possible.
Yeah, I'm married to a woman in radio. It's definitely possible. So there's...
So, Whitney, we just tasted the new foods from the Iowa State Fair, and I was curious, what is your favorite thing about state fairs? What are your favorite fair things?
So weird when you're a kid and you go to these things and it's like magical, and then as an adult you're kind of just looking at the people that operate the machines, like smoking and like drinking, and you're like, I can't believe I thought this was magical. This is scary as hell. I had to go on some fair rides with my nieces and nephews last year, and they were like, we're on the pirate ship that like clearly just got assembled from the last city it was in. It was like very janky, and you know, you could see all the equipment and stuff like that, whereas the kids are just having the best time. And I was like, we're going to die. I can't believe I ever did this. Kids are so stupid. And whose parents are letting them on this? Like, you know, it's the one that goes upside down and all the change like falls out of your pockets. And you're like, this is a crazy ride. But I think I love taking guys to have to do the strength mallet thing. I think that's a very... important thing we should keep around. You know, when you go on the date and the guy has to like hit the mallet and you're like, oh, never mind.
I don't know what you're talking about, Whitney. I wouldn't even try that thing. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a good first date thing. All you ladies in Iowa, go to the fair, take him to the mallet thing. If it's not over whatever 200 pounds, dump him. You need a guy that can carry you out of a burning building.
I'm out. I'll see you later, Whitney.
It's okay, Wicket. I'll carry you as I always do.
Yes, please do. Please do.
Or throw you a Xanax. So if you can do that, we'll talk.
I'll do that.
He likes drugs.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.